Beloved, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the spirit of Elohim. Every spirit who confesses that Yahushua Messiah has come in the flesh is of Elohim, and every spirit who doesn't confess that Yahushua Messiah has come in the flesh is not of Elohim. And this is the spirit of the anti-Messiah, of whom you have heard that it comes. Now it is in the world already. You are of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world hears them.
We are of Elohim. He who knows Elohim listens to us. He who is not of Elohim doesn't listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let's love one another, for love is of Elohim, and everyone who loves has been born of Elohim and knows Elohim. He who doesn't love doesn't know Elohim, for Elohim is love. By this Elohim's love was revealed in us, that Elohim has sent his only born Son into the world that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his Son as the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if Elohim loved us in this way, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen Elohim at any time. If we love one another, Elohim remains in us, and his love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we remain in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. We have seen and testify that the Father has sent the Son as the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Yahushua is the Son of Elohim, Elohim remains in him, and he in Elohim.
We know and have believed the love which Elohim has for us. Elohim is love, and he who remains in love remains in Elohim, and Elohim remains in him. In this love has been made perfect among us, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, even so we are in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has punishment. He who fears is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man says, "I love Elohim," and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who doesn't love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love Elohim whom he has not seen? This commandment we have from him, that he who loves Elohim should also love his brother.